USA Radio News with Wendy King.
On Good Friday, 1.5 million people pass through TSA checkpoints. With so many people traveling, health experts warn that another coronavirus surge could be coming. Dr. Jose Mayorga is with UCI Health in Orange, California.
Unfortunately, we've seen this movie before. Cases plateaued at a suboptimal level. We're entering a holiday or high travel season, and I wouldn't be surprised we see cases increase within 10 to 14 days thereafter.
It's back to the drawing board on Iran's nuclear program. The State Department is announcing that talks will resume, but they say the U.S. and Iran won't talk directly at this point. They're scheduled to be held on Tuesday in Vienna, Austria, on the future of the Iran nuclear deal. It's been 3 years since former President Trump pulled out of the agreement. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A man accused of opening fire at a Southern California business complex, killing 4 people, including a child, and injuring 3 others, has now been charged with 4 counts of murder and could face the death penalty, according to prosecutors. The Orange County District Attorney's Office says Aminadab Gonzalez faces 4 felony counts of murder and 1 felony count of attempted murder. Also, 2 felony counts of attempted murder of a police officer. Orange police said Gonzalez knew the victims, locked the gates to the business complex before opening fire inside a business, which was called Unified Homes. The police fired on him through the gates and subdued him before using bolt cutters to break the bike locks and access the scene. It's back to the drawing board on Iran's nuclear program. The State Department is announcing that talks will resume, but they say the U.S. and Iran won't talk directly at this point. They're scheduled to be held on Tuesday in Vienna, Austria. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The CDC has changed the guidelines regarding travel during the pandemic. USA's John Clemens reports.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says fully vaccinated people can resume domestic travel.
We state that fully vaccinated people can resume travel at low risk to themselves.
Dr. Walensky defined what is the definition of being fully vaccinated.
Fully vaccinated is defined as 2 weeks after receiving the single dose vaccine or after 2 weeks after receiving the second dose of the two dose vaccine.
Dr. Walensky said the CDC recommends getting tested after returning from an overseas trip. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp signed sweeping new changes to the state's election rules on March 25th. The new law imposes voter ID requirements and limits ballot drop boxes. Civil rights groups have sued Georgia over the new law. And now there's more trouble as we hear from USA's Brendan Gunzel.
Major League Baseball announced Friday it is moving the 2021 All-Star Game out of Atlanta in response to the new Georgia elections law. The 2021 MLB draft will also be relocated. In a statement, MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred said the league is finalizing a new host city and details about these events will be announced shortly. The Atlanta Braves said they were deeply disappointed by the outcome.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.